The Senate Committee on Appropriations will come to order. Good morning and welcome to the first hearing of the Appropriations Committee for the 2021-22 legislative session. I should bang my gavel so it's official. In response to COVID-19 emergency to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to the normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearings here in the Capitol with our Vice Chair, Senator Bates, participating remotely. Senator Bates, if you have staff in the room with you, could you please identify that person? Or if you're alone, let us know.
I do have staff, and it is Rhonda Reardon, one of my legislative aides.
Thank you for joining us, and obviously put your microphone back on mute, which will eliminate acoustic feedback. I ask that every time you wish to be recognized that you raise your hand feature in the program, and that'll allow us to see the pop-up window and allow us to recognize you. And obviously, you have to unmute before speaking. Our IT person will put you back on mute when you're done. And once you're recognized to speak, please make sure you can be seen on the screen, state your name, and that you are ready to address the committee. To allow public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing allows us. For individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on the committee website. It will also be displayed on screen, and I'll announce it now. So today's participant number is 844-291-6364. I'll say it again, 844-291-6364. And the access code is 654-2897. Again, the access code is 654-2897. And for detailed instructions on how to teleconference works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. Again, if you're going to be speaking, turn the mute button on whatever device you're watching the hearing. I will try to maintain decorum during the hearing as customary, and any individual who disrupts may be shut off from the remote meeting service or have their connection muted. It's also a good time to remind everyone providing testimony that this is a fiscal committee, so please limit your testimony to fiscal aspects of the bill you're testifying on, and please refrain from relitigating the policy merits of the bill because this is a fiscal committee. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as customary, there may be some lag times for participants, and we're all going to try to be patient. We're also, for the bill, we have one bill up today, SB 29, by Senator Umberg. When we hear from Senator Umberg, then I will take one primary witness for and one primary witness against, and I will allow 3 minutes for the primary witnesses if there is a primary witness. And then all subsequent testimony will be Me Too's, which will be limited to your name or an organization and your support or opposed position. For all of the subsequent comments, we will not be taking comments beyond name, organization, and your position. Before we hear presentation on the bill, let's establish our quorum. So, Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll so we can establish our quorum.
Senator Portantino.
I'm here.
Portantino here. Senator Bates?
Here.
Senator Bates is here. Bradford?
Here.
Bradford here. Jones?
Here.
Jones here. Laird?
Here.
Laird here. Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum, so. Okay, we are going to hear from Senator Umberg about SB 29. Welcome, Senator Umberg. You may present your bill and proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. SB 29 simply takes some of the provisions that were enacted because of the COVID crisis in the November 2020 election and incorporates them into special elections in 2021. It provides that every registered active voter in the districts in which special elections will be held will receive a mail-in ballot. The election in November 2020 actually worked out quite well, except for a couple irregularities, primarily in Orange County. We had the highest voter turnout since President Truman was in office, and contrary to conventional wisdom, I did not vote in that election. And this provides additional safety for both voters as well as election workers. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Mr. Umberg. Do you have any witnesses in support?
We have no witnesses, Your Honor. Excuse
me. All right.
Mr. Chair. Old habits die hard.
There you go. Is there a lawyer in the house?
Right. Yeah.
Any witnesses online in support?
I'm not aware of any, Mr. Chair.
All right. Is there anyone in room 112 in support? Seeing none, I'm sorry?
This room as well.
Yes, is there anyone in this room in support? Seeing none. All right, is there a primary witness in opposition? In this room, I see no one. Oops. Yeah, did we go to the conference line in support?
Yeah, there's nobody.
There's nobody, right? Yeah, I already did. All right, there's no. Moderator, is there anyone in the conference line in support?
If you wish to speak in support, please press 1 and then 0 at this time. I have no lines in queue at this time.
All right, there's nobody on the conference line in support. We'll now go to opposition. There's no one in this room who wishes to be a primary witness. Nobody in room 112. We'll go to the conference line. Moderator, is there opposition?
Please press 1 and then 0 at this time. I have no lines in queue at this time.
All right, so there is nobody here in support or opposition. Mr. Umberg, you are a man standing alone. Are there any questions for the author? I will close the public comments. Is there no public? Any questions for the author? Seeing no hands go up, Mr. Umberg,
no.
We have a motion on the bill. Mr. Umberg, would you like to close?
Yes, I urge an aye vote.
We hear an aye vote. So we have the close with that. Again, there was no public comment for or against. Please call the roll on a motion by Mr. Laird.
The motion is due pass to the Senate floor. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Bates?
Oh, he didn't unmute.
Bates.
Did you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
State your name and your vote.
Senator Pat Bates, voting no.
Bates, no. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Jones?
No.
Jones, no. Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Vote is 3-2.
The vote is 3-2. Wieckowski.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wieckowski.
Wieckowski.
My bad.
Let's take the
aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
Wieckowski, aye. The vote is 4-2.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators.
The vote is 4-2. Your bill is out. And thank you very much, everyone. That concludes our business. Let me just say, if all members participating, just make sure there's no. Thank you all for the individuals who participated today. And if you were not able to testify, you can submit your comments and suggestions. Your comments are important to us, and thank you, everyone, for your patience and cooperation. With that, this meeting will come to adjourn.